He was the promise of the ages, the long-expected deliverer, hope and light of all the world, foretold by the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." It must have been a lonely place, huddled in a common stable that cold Bethlehem night, exhausted from the journey behind them and looking forward with anxious eyes to the uncertain path still ahead. Their only shelter, the rickety wooden roof above their heads. Their only comfort, the whispered promise of an angel. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins."
You will call me. virgin with child, miracle promise of old. He is that prophet and king, destined to claim David's throne.
The angel had called her highly favored and blessed among women. But as the weight of her burden began to grow and the enormity of God's choice began to dawn on young Mary, we can't help but wonder what doubts may have crossed her mind. After all the centuries of waiting, with creation itself suffering labor pains, groaning for the arrival of its promised deliverer. In the quiet stillness of that darkened stable, did the young expectant mother of Christ search her heart and ask herself, "Who am I?"
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Things you have done for me.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? What can I give him? What can I give him? I can give him my heart. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him?
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 What can I give him? I can give him my heart.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Join with the angels and sing.
And so, in worship, we too lay our gifts at the feet of our King, the Savior who answers our darkest fears with His overcoming light, the Deliverer who turns our bondage to liberty, the One who says to our loneliness, I am Emmanuel, God with us. Good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. Rejoice!